You're listening to RichardAllenChase.com audio blog, and I'm your host, Jackie Washington. Today's topic is about talent shortage. Is there really a talent shortage? What made me think about talking about this today on this audio blog was that I read an article by Aaliyah D. Wright with SHRM, the Society of Human Resource Management. She wrote an article talking about how for some positions, say the, actually it was about a coding position. She was writing, in the article she interviewed the co-owner of HackerRank, and he was stating that what they do at HackerRank is that they provide training to coders or people that's interested in coding. On their platform, you can do the training and get up to speed at the level that is considered acceptable to do coding for companies. And the person that they were talking about in particular was a gentleman that was serving in the military in Baghdad. And while he was overseas serving, he taught himself how to code. And after 18 months, he landed a coding job. I think he's I think his position was an engineer, a software engineer with Snapchat. I think they're not called Snapchat anymore. I think they're just called Snap. But he landed that position, and pretty much what Aaliyah and the co-owner of HackerRank was saying in this article, that a lot of times when it comes to the coding position, it's not that there's a talent shortage. It's actually a problem with the sourcing process and a lack of diversity. So the co-owner of HackerRank stated in this article that a lot of times people, recruiters that source resumes and screen resumes, they look at the education piece to see if you know, what college did you go to? What degree did you get? Things in that nature. And they also look at your name. And so what he was saying pretty much in this article, that is, if your name was Connor, you're more likely to get hired than someone with the name Jamal. And so this article was very, very interesting on how they paid attention to how there was a lack of diversity, and that the sourcing process, how some people choose to do their sourcing, it's kind of antiquated. Or just because you may not have a degree doesn't prove the point that you are not passionate about coding, or doesn't prove the point that you have not put the time into gain your knowledge and your experience and the skills that's needed. So I thought that this article was really, really good. It was well written, the way that Aaliyah wrote this article, and the interview with the co-owner of HackerRank was awesome. It was just a very, very well written, good article. And my recruitment and staffing coach, D. Williams, always stressed to us about how the sourcing process is more important of talking to people, finding out their passion, their interests, rather than going by the resume and checking to make sure that it has the keywords, because the keywords really don't indicate the individual that you're hiring. So I just thought this article was very well written, and I wanted to talk about this because it's very, very important. Some people are being overlooked because they may not have gone to MIT or Stanford or Harvard or something like that, and they're being overlooked when they have definitely the drive, the ambition, the they're laser focused, all the other things that are very, very important. And when you're choosing to interview a candidate or hire someone. So I just thought that this article was really good, and I just wanted to talk about it today. So if you found this article interesting, or the topic very interesting, and you want to add, I would love to hear from you. So click on comments and give me your opinion about maybe your hiring experience. Do you find you having the same type, similar biases? Or, you know, I would just love to hear your comments about your experience in the hiring process, whether it's working with a recruiter, a fellow recruiter. How has your experience been? Just the hiring process period. Is your resume just getting lost in a black hole and no one contacts you back? So I would love to get some feedback on, or I shouldn't say feedback, but I would love to hear your experience of what you've been dealing with as far as the hiring process. So thank you so much for listening to RichardAllenChase.com audio blog. I'm your host, Jackie Washington, and I'll chat with you later.